Now let's go on to your stock picks for today. Chris, your stock pick for today?
Well, everyone's going to burst out laughing when I tell them this one. Absa. You know, basically, you're sitting there on a very, very low PE. They've got a new CEO, a guy called Arie Rautenbach. And I think after many years of going nowhere, I mean, they've now got a chap running the show who really understands banking inside out. And he's one of the best bankers in the country. He really is. He's absolutely fantastic. And I think he's going to do what is required for Absa. So you take those two things into consideration, the fact that it's cheap, the fact that you've got a new CEO in place, and I think he's really going to do what's required. To me, it's an absolute no-brainer.
All right. Rikus, what are you optimistic on today?
Again, following last week's theme, in the short term, I think markets are so volatile that I'm hesitant to say go and buy this or that. So I'm taking a really long macro view. I'm talking a decade out, and I'm thinking of the Satrix India Exchange Traded Fund. And it's based on a more geopolitical story where China, I think, China's growth over the past decades is now at a point where it cannot maintain that, mainly because it was export-driven growth. Mm. India has been growing at a similar pace over the past 10, 15 years, but that was all based on local consumption. So they are in a perfect position to take over some of the role from China as far as exports are concerned, and they can do it now as they have a new government, which is, well, centralizing government into one policy as opposed to a lot of federal states making their own rules and regulations. So they're perfectly poised should that focus change from China to someplace else, and India is the obvious choice.
That's very, very interesting. Thank you very much to the both of you for your insights today. That's it for Stockwatch this week. Thanks to my guests, independent analyst Chris Gilmore and Rikus Reardas from PSG Wealth Sandton. From me, Zanati Kuma, and the rest of the team, have a great weekend. We'll be right back.